Fast Lane. Our Auto Expert with Nick Miles continues.
Welcome back to Our Auto Expert. I'm Nick Miles, along with truck girl Jen. Jen, about a year and a half ago, at Pebble Beach Concours d'Elegance, you're already like, whatever. I got to drive the new GTR 50.
I know, Nissan GTR 50.
They only are making 50 of these vehicles. It is a special edition, hand-built by Ital Design, and they cost $1,050,000.
I know.
Shall I take your order right now?
Yes, please.
This is, of course, a super souped-up version of the GTR. And the big news today is, of course, they actually go on sale. Well, they're delivering some of them. I think they were only going to make 50 of them. They sold 12 of them at the event. But it's really been an interesting ride. So I was supposed to get two laps around the racetrack with this, Laguna Seca racetrack. And I actually got four because the designer who sat next to me in the passenger seat, as we came into towards the pits for the second lap, just waved me on and said, continue going, continue going. So I went, and all the guys, you know, with the headsets on and the race gear who changed the tires and everything on the end of the track, they're just standing there like, hey, why is he going around again, huh?
Because it's a Nick and Miles, yes, so that's why.
They're all Italian, because of course it was Ital Design. So they were like, crazy, what is he doing? And I did two laps in it. I did go a little fast. I came around the corner, the very last corner on the lap number four, three, I think it was, and the back end may have slipped out from under me. All right, from one end of the scale to the other end, from using loads of gas, using little gas, and we're joined by Anton Woolman. He's an independent analyst and investor. You can read much of Anton's stuff at The Street or Seeking Alpha. So, Anton, tell me what is going on.
That's right, because of all of the government mandates in multiple geographies to sell a certain percentage of all new vehicles with a very heavy battery load, most likely in many cases they are pure battery electric vehicles, in other cases there will be plug-in hybrid vehicles. The demand for batteries, the sheer tonnage, is skyrocketing, and many of these batteries today are made in all sorts of places outside of North America, such as in Japan, in China, and in Europe. You may have noted, for example, that the batteries that are being put in the Audi e-tron and the Jaguar I-Pace, and also in the Ford Mustang Mach-E that was announced a couple of weeks ago, they all are made in Poland. So this is going to be a major new investment, a joint investment by LG and General Motors to build a $2.5 or so billion battery plant somewhere in Ohio. And conceptually, it's supposed to replace at least part of the workforce that is being let go as a result of GM's shutdown of its Lordstown, Ohio plant.
I always question some of GM's business plans. It's always been a head-scratcher, but this one seems to make a lot of sense. There is definitely a need and therefore a demand, and they are just going to fill that demand. Are they the only ones that are going to be building new battery factories?
No, there are others as well. Right now, already under construction, there is a factory underway in North Georgia, right near the Tennessee border, that is owned by another Korean company called SKI. It's building this plant so as to supply Volkswagen for their new electric SUV that will be built in Chattanooga, Tennessee, starting in the first half of 2022. So that plant is going to be finished in just over a year from now, and will be in production with these batteries in 2021.
Just before the break, tell us, are these batteries going to go exclusive to GM factory, GM vehicles, or is there a chance that GM could be building factories for third parties or batteries?
Well, the one in Ohio, it certainly seems at first glance to be a GM exclusive captive buyer of those batteries, but I don't think we can exclude the possibility that if this factory is large enough and the volumes somehow aren't there for GM, that they wouldn't be willing to sell excess capacity to others. But the company made no statement either way about the extent that would have a chance of happening or not.
All right. Well, it looks like GM have made some good investments. We're going to take a quick break. But when we come back, we'll continue to talk to Anton, including some of the things like sales of EVs, electric EV sales numbers in Europe for Tesla in the Netherlands. We'll talk about that. Also, Hyundai, they have some battery news going on, plus the new Tesla pickup as well. That's battery news as well. If you want to hear previous interviews that we've had with Anton and all of our other guests, you can go to the website, ourautoexpert.com. There you can hear past shows, see our automotive videos, and read insider car stories about your next ride. You'll find it all there at ourautoexpert.com. I wanted to promote a couple of videos that went up this week. We've got to drive the new RM19, which is a test vehicle from Hyundai. It'll look forward to what their electric vehicles will look like in the future. Right now, it's a rear or mid-engine vehicle in gas, but soon it'll be electric. That video's up at ourautoexpert.com.
More Auto Expert with Nick Miles is on the way.